Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Today, we are continuing with our topic, How to Learn Astrology, and today's discussion and focus will be on the transits. Understanding transits. This is the future forecast that we always talk about, the planetary news that I give during the day, and we are going to discuss how the planets in the sky literally trigger the planets locked in your cellular structure at birth, and also trigger phenomena and experience in your life. So if you've recorded the show starting last Tuesday or so, we've been doing How to Learn Astrology Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and now this is the fifth show. Wow, do you have a nice little library of introductory astrology? What a class it's been. We've gone over planets in the signs, planets in the houses, planets by aspects, and also the basics, and now transits. Tomorrow we'll do compatibility. So, probably be replaying this series when I go on vacation, in case anybody ever missed it. Pretty interesting series. Okay, welcome to the Astrology Hour. Today's topic, how to learn astrology, the transits, and up to this point, we've taken a look at everything as far as understanding the astrology chart at birth, okay? We've really taken a deep look at understanding, frankly, everything that the baby absorbs, the individual absorbs, or the natal effect, as far as trying to understand the entity itself. You see, like this whole last five shows or so, we have literally taken a look at what a person absorbs when they're born, as far as each and every one of their cells adhering to and embracing a certain vibrational circuit effect from the astrological phenomena at birth, okay? So by now you should know pretty much about the natal chart, or where your sun, moon, rising, Mercury, Venus, Mars are, what houses they're in, what it means, how they're aspected. So you should have a pretty good idea about vehicle, you know, and the vehicle mainly is the body that you are in, and the body that houses your soul, your astral body, and is anchor for the multidimensional self that is reflected beyond the body. Okay, now we talk about the transits. Okay, the transits indicate trends. Transits indicate effects that we feel, just like you would feel the effect from the tides, from the moon, the moon's phases, okay? If there's a full moon, or if there's a new moon, or if there's a high tide or a low tide, there's like cycles of life that we feel depending on where the planets are in the sky. Now, many times, where the planets are in the sky will affect everyone, like the moon wobble and the Mercury retrograde and other retrograde planetary motions will affect everyone. But you can focus on individual effects of planets on your life by following what is known as the transits, okay? Understanding that when planets move in the sky and they move over areas of space where your planets are, okay, in your natal chart. In other words, like if you were born with Leo and Scorpio and Sag in your chart like I am, then you are going to respond to when planets are in Leo, Scorpio, and Sagittarius in the sky. You are going to feel more sensitive, more vulnerable, maybe more enthusiastic, more gregarious, more creative, more lovable, more sociable, more temperamental, or whatever. When planets go into Leo, Scorpio, and Sag, the energy of the universe is similar to the energy that existed at my birth. So I am going to relate to that. I'm going to feel that. Now, oftentimes when planets in the sky go exactly over the numbers where the planets exist in my chart, so for transit purposes, degrees or number of location is absolutely critical for understanding this part of astrology. the future forecast, the trends, and the cycles. So that is why I tell people, if you really want to get your transits down, take the time to memorize your basic 11 factors in your chart by sign and by degree, which means everyone that wants to know transits should be able to carry around a little chart in their head like you'd know your social security number or your telephone number. You should be able to know right off the bat, and I'll tell you, I've got mine memorized, of course, that my sun is 18 Leo and my moon is 17 Scorpio and my rising is 20 Libra. My Mercury is also 18 Leo, and these are where my planets are located at my birth. This is my natal chart. My Venus is 5 Cancer. My Mars is 15 Libra. My Jupiter is 19 Sagittarius retrograde. And my Saturn is 25 Leo. My Uranus is 29 Gemini. My Neptune is 10 Libra. And my Pluto is 14 Leo. North node of my moon in my chart is 8 Taurus. And south node is 8 Scorpio. So now I have all my numbers in my head. So whenever I'm looking at planetary locations or giving the news like I did at 12 noon every day during the show, then I'm always looking to see if there are any numbers that are triggering the numbers in my chart. For example, if you wanted to know what kind of transit Farley's having today, well, with Venus hypothetically at 15 Gemini, it is exactly trining my air Mars at 15 Libra. Venus at 15 Gemini in an air sign in the sky is exactly 120 degrees away. See, we talked about aspects yesterday in the natal chart. Well, aspects hold true with transits. In fact, you cannot know transits without knowing aspects. So yesterday's show is an exactly required prerequisite to knowing today's show on transits. So if you missed yesterday's show, I'm sorry. But still, what I'm saying is Venus in the sky at 15 Gemini is exactly trying my 12th house Mars, my psychic Mars at 15 Libra. And true to the pudding, I did have a psychic experience almost beyond comparison. It was the number two most psychic experience I've ever had in my life last night when I had a significant astral projection in my sleep that I had memory of, distinct, succinct, vivid memory of during the Venus trine Mars. And I was flying like an F-16 without a plane all over the world. And when I woke up, I didn't want to wake up. I woke up at 10 after 11 and almost didn't make it to the show. So I had that Venus trine Mars today. Also, with Mars at 15 Cancer, it is square my 15 Mars in Libra. So hence the pressure and the sensitivity and the rushing to try to get dressed and make it to work on time because I had woken up late. So I'm having an exact trine and an exact square today, which could be one of the better days and one of the more sensitive days of my life. I'm also having Jupiter in Gemini at 14 degrees is also trine my Mars in the 12th. So no wonder I had that astral projection. I got a double whammy trine my Mars in the 12th, which makes me very sensitive and psychic to my multidimensional self. You see, when you know what the planets mean in your chart and you know what houses they're in, and what aspects are coming to them. Like, I know that my 12th house planets are very psychic planets. So if I'm having trine or sextile transits to those planets, then I'm going to have some fun experiences, exciting and revelatory experiences psychically and in the supernatural. If I'm having squares or oppositions to those planets in the 12th house in my chart, then I know I could have an uncomfortable transit or possibly a disruption in my life during that period because of some of the uncomfortable psychic behavior that's possible. See, so like if you have planets in the first house that are being transited, then something's going on with your appearance. See, remember we talked about houses last week? If you're having transits to planets in your second house, then you're having a money transit. See, planets live in your second house. If you have any second house planets at all, and they're being trined or sextiled or opposed or squared by planets in the sky, then that means that you are having a money karma of some type during this transit period. See, transits are funny because they can either last for a couple days if the transits are coming from the sun or the moon or Mercury or Venus and sometimes Mars, or these transits can last for a long time, for months even, or even a year if they're coming from the slow-moving planets. Transits from the slow-moving planets Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto hover for long periods, especially if the planet, by turning retrograde and then reverting to direct motion, passes over a degree which holds a natal planet that's in your chart. It will then affect this planet three times. In the case of Pluto, for instance, a recurring transit can be evidenced for as long as a year. While Jupiter may affect the life for about 5 months, normal transits from Pluto and Neptune will be exact for about 1 month, from Uranus for about 3 weeks, from Saturn for about 10 days, and from Jupiter for 4 to 5 days. The precise timing of transits is not easy, actually, unless you have a transit forecast in front of you. That would be a way for you to follow your own transits, of course, and understand them, which we will talk about very shortly here. But still, like I'm saying, since their effect will, in most cases, fade in and out over a period. Saturn is the most difficult to time exactly, perhaps because of its general delaying influence. The birth chart should be checked to see whether the two planets contacted by transit, meaning the planet in the sky and the planet in your chart, are in exact aspect natally. And if several transits occur at the same time, the subject's life will be unusually eventful, although in some case events could mean non-events, such as a slowing down or frustration of plans, disappointments, breakups, heartaches, rejection, and actually closing chapters in your life or processing karma. When interpreting all transits, it must be remembered that the natal aspect and the planet's principles and associations are what should be considered, okay? So whenever we're following a transit, we must be aware that planets in the sky can conjunct, they can sextile, they can square, they can inconjunct, they can trine, or they can oppose planets in our chart. So we have a whole new set of aspects to consider now. The fluid, moving, trendy aspects from the moving planets in the sky that trigger our electrical circuits in our chart. And that way, by understanding these effects, we can understand the cycles and the trends in our lives. Now, like I say, the quicker transits of the fast-moving planets, transits from the Sun, the Moon, Mercury, Venus, and Mars, are transits that are a lot more easily readable as far as what they mean. You know, like, if you're having a quick transit, like a moon conjunct moon, or a moon square Venus, or a moon square Mars, or a moon opposed or square whatever, because the moon is emotions, you're going to be affected emotionally that day. Considering whatever the transit is, if it's a lunar trine, you'll probably have a good day. If it's a lunar square in opposition, you might have more of a tense or an irritable day. So you can follow the emotions of somebody you know or love in your life by watching the lunar transits to their chart. You can watch the psychological framework, how someone is handling their lives mentally from the movement of Mercury in the chart. If Mercury trines or sextiles your natal planets, psychologically and mentally you'll be more creative and have more clarity. But if there's squares or oppositions to your Mercury or from Mercury in the sky, then it's mentally irritable and not restful. Unrest occurs. Venus, transits to your Venus or from Venus in the sky, if it's trine or sextile transits, this can either bring you easy and comfort, sometimes laziness concerning love, money, and women, or at least options and possibilities that could be hanging out there that you just might not take advantage of. So these are like sometimes unseen transits. Squares and oppositions to or from your Venus can also bring you money and love and women or karma concerning same. And, so you might have these things happening in your life, but difficulty or growth, evolution and maturity are usually connected when we have square or opposition transits to or from Venus in our chart. Mars also is a planet that can affect your health, your life force, your overall physical energy, your stamina, your awakening factor, whether you're wide awake or sleeping. So transits to Mars or from Mars in the sky, trines and sextiles can make it easier as far as your health and as far as getting along with men are concerned. Squares and oppositions to your Mars or from Mars in the sky can affect your health negatively, cause cuts, create accidents and such, or health conditions. Or they might create problems, our karma, our growth situations concerning men. You know, squares and oppositions to or from Mars. So, you know, when we talk about transits, the Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, and Mars move rather quickly, and these transits are over rather fast. It is the transits of Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, and Pluto that we like to focus on, you know, oftentimes. And that way, by focusing on the longer transits, we could learn a heck of a lot more about our lives. Let's take a look at another effect of the Mars transit. Mars has a hastening effect. The golden rule is to remember that Mars energizes another planet on the angles of the chart, depending on the transit aspect. This can make the subject lively and energetic, but it will also make you prone to accidents and clumsiness because you're trying to do things too fast. So be on guard when Mars conjuncts or opposes, for example, the Sun or the Ascendant, and tension or quarrelsomeness follows when Mars makes a Moon transit square or oppose the Moon. One more thing about Venus. Transits of Venus last about 2 days, sometimes three. The key here is when you have a transit aspect, it's 4 degrees approach and 2 passing. So the exact aspect of Venus will be 2 days, but the entire aspect, the entire feeling of Venus, unless it goes retrograde, is about 6 days total, okay? And usually indicates either an enjoyable social or love life, and sometimes enjoyable financial aspects. So Venus transits are useful when it comes to looking at money and love. Trines and sextiles to or from Venus are what promote these issues here. Now, when the planet contacts an angle or an aspect or another planet in the chart, with the exception of Saturn, it's usually a good time to buy new clothes, like a Venus trine Sun or Ascendant, Venus sextile Sun or Ascendant, or household goods when Venus is trine or sextile the Moon, and entertainment when Venus is trine or sextile Mercury or Jupiter. Being entertained in its own place, having a Venus return or Venus trine or sextile the Midheaven. Going to the movies or theater is nice when Venus is aspecting Neptune or Uranus for making a blind date. Venus trine Uranus for blind dates works out well. You can have problems with relationships and finances during the hard aspects to or from Venus squares and oppositions, but because Venus is called a benefic planet, B-E-N-E-F-I-C, it is a much more pleasanter transit than the other transits we go through, so there's not a whole lot of negatives that are said about Venus. You know, Venus is a very positive effect planet. One more thing about Mercury. These transits are also very quick and sometimes fall into groups during the year. Mercury transits, especially when Mercury is retrograde, very, very strange effects mentally. And frequently, several transits can occur in a month, the Mercury transit, encouraging a lively social activity calendar. And Mercury short transits are admirable for helping with backlogs of correspondence, making short journeys or visits, taking care of bills and taxes. The communications aspect should be used when you're having a Mercury transit. Minor changes may be made when Mercury contacts the Sun and Ascendant as far as buying, selling, or exchanging things. And combining with Venus, entertaining can be indicated, or perhaps giving a talk, a lecture, or a speech during a Mercury transit or a seminar. Okay? So those are very, very important to understand, too. Now, the transits of Jupiter are beneficial and enjoyable because Jupiter is also a benefic planet. So even though it's squaring or opposing something in your chart, it's usually bringing you something good for you to learn from, sometimes an abundance of something good, like a few extra pounds. Usually a good time for action or travel when you're having a Jupiter transit. It usually always expands your philosophies and your breadth of vision and your open-mindedness due to some lesson or experience. Okay? And frankly, any transit from Saturn is karmic, whether it's a trine, a sextile, a square, or an opposition. Saturn is a planet that shows us lessons, oftentimes through pain or suffering, because it's a contracting planet. Whatever Saturn squares or opposes in our chart, usually something is either being taken from us, or there is an attempt to be made by a person in our life to get away from us, something we don't want to let go of. Usually is the key from the transit of Saturn. Uranus is a shock transit planet, which means whenever Uranus affects your chart from either to your natal Uranus or from it, there's usually changes in plans, in goals, in directions, in friends, and sometimes in your whole life, because Uranus can bring about divorce, shock changes like accidents, even war, you know, all kinds of weird lightning bolt type effects. Neptune is one of the strangest planets of all as far as following transits to your Neptune in your chart and also from your Neptune. It is also a planet of karma. It is an illumination karma that can take years to take hold. It's one of those parts of our lives where we don't like to look at the truth. We are into denial, or we actually cannot see the forest through the trees. And Neptune eventually illuminates things, so we can be disappointed, have our dreams shattered, and have reality strike and the denial removed, so that we can eventually take hold of our life and continue and carry on. So they can be very important. Pluto strips the ego. Pluto is the rebirth planet. When you're having a transit to your Pluto or from Pluto in the sky, this planet definitely is a planet that will strip away the old, cocoon you and rebirth you and transform you and allow you to process your life. You know, this is the Scorpio factor transit. And when you're having a Pluto effect, then you usually become someone very different with new values, new ideals. It allows you to fall in and out of love if you make use of its effects. And also, it allows you to be happier, nicer, more carefree, more caring of the world and yourself, more tender and loving. Okay? And also, the solar transits from the sun obviously are powerful because they're quick. And obviously, they can be volatile if you're not careful, because the sun is a large celestial body out there. And creativity, the father and family, and also children are focal points during the solar transit. Sun squares oppositions to your sun are from the sun in the sky, and your identity is usually at focus here when we're talking about solar transits. And finally, the lunar transits, the focus here, either transits to your moon or from the moon in the sky, will be dealing with your mother, memories of the mother, memories, period, your home, security, emotions, anything concerning feelings, romance, sex, overall personal security, emotional security, and I would have to say intuition and psychic behavior. Okay? So if you know your aspects from yesterday's show, you can attach them to today's topic, because transits from planets in the sky, like I say, will conjunct, square, trine, sextile, in conjunct, or oppose the planets in your chart.